Welcome to the Fuller Monday Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller, recording on Monday, the 6th of November, at 5:37 p.m. That's Greenwich Mean Time. This is much earlier than I usually record, but I've got to go into the city this evening, a rare trip into London's financial district. Okay, so what's going on here? First, the highlights. Stock markets pretty firm, pretty strong, I should say, especially in Europe and the USA, and gains over 1% for all of the European indices, which are showing up on the main Bloomberg page. And the Dow, currently up 90 points, has been a little bit higher, and the biggest gain in the NASDAQ composite, that's up 29, up 1.25%. So stock markets are certainly ignoring a few storm clouds in here today. More about this in a moment. Other highlights here, government bonds slightly weaker, especially in Europe. The US dollar is fractionally steadier in here, not across the boards. Let me get the US dollar index. It's up just 7 ticks on the US dollar index, slightly firmer overall, but I notice it's a little weaker against the Australian dollar, for instance. And precious metals. So this is quite interesting because we had a fair old shakeout early in the day, and platinum had been part of that, got down about $28. Remember, that had just soared on Thursday and Friday. But then precious metals recovered most or all of those declines, but they've been bouncing around a little bit. Now currently the only one in the plus side is silver, but say the others are well off the lows that they had actually seen. And a contributing factor there is the strength of crude oil. This is back above 60, currently showing at 60.28. That's up $1.14. That's the spot NYMEX crude price. So still showing some evidence of support building in here. And I think the news item on that was the Saudis were saying that they might cut production. Okay. And grains, quiet here today, earlier gains, modest gains paired. Okay, so let's go back to the stock market cycle. Some of the trends that we're looking at are gathering pace a bit. In other words, they're beginning to accelerate. It doesn't look climactic at this stage yet, but that's always an ending signal because it's unsustainable beyond the short term. Now, ending signal for what? I'm certainly not looking for any big shakeout, as you know, but we will get consolidations from time to time. The healthy thing, as far as stock market action is concerned, is that we've been getting these small rotating consolidations. For instance, let's take Wall Street, the Standard & Poor's, where I had a short position that got stopped out today at a much reduced profit. But that had been down for 6 days consecutively, and is currently sitting on a bit of an upward dynamic in here today. And earlier on, we had seen a few days ago, we had seen some of the front runners, such as the Swiss SMI index, and we'd seen that lose upward momentum. So I sold a long position there, and it came back for a few days. They had the bad UBS earnings that helped it on its way down, but then it's pushed right back up again. And some of the ones that have just been going up all along have steepened somewhat. Now, again, I don't think that this is serious in here, certainly not at this stage. And as I said a moment ago, that a healthy characteristic is we do see these little rolling consolidations as markets get small shakeouts, and that's what I've been forecasting, that we would see these little pullbacks and consolidation, and What we can say overall to summarize everything here is that liquidity still rules as far as the stock markets are concerned. And they've also got momentum going for them right now. But what I've also been saying is that the storm clouds are out there on the horizon. And the storm clouds that people are going to worry about concern inflation. And I've said that the two big ones are crude oil and the government bond yields. Now, Friday was a bit of a shocker for US long-dated government bond yields. They shot up, and we had a downward dynamic on the price charts for long-dated government bond futures, and we had a bit of a knee-jerk reaction through other markets in response to that. But that's not enough weakness to really frighten the stock markets. And then crude oil will have to go up certainly more than we've seen in here today, because we still have a majority of forecasts that crude prices are going to go lower. I don't think so. As you know, I've been saying that we have a support building process underway here. And when you get an announcement such as the Saudis made here today, just saying that they will cut, that tends to, or in the past when we've had that, that's led to steadier prices for a few days or a day or two, and then they have eased back down again. So the sentiment on oil is still fairly bearish overall. So that's not going to panic stock markets or panic the stock or panic the bond market. But these are definitely storm clouds. First, if oil is bottoming out. And just look around, every other industrial commodity has moved back upwards and strongly, except for this petroleum and gas sector. But so I assume that we're in a bottom area here for crude and that it can only go up from here. Now, the speed with which that goes up will certainly have implications as far as inflationary pressures are concerned. Ditto the speed with which government bond yields push up, that will be extremely important. As I say, both of those, you could say, are still in the good news category as far as inflationary expectations and stock markets are concerned. So amber lights are not flashing here. But I don't think that bond yields are going to come down very much. I think they will push up, and I've just talked about oil prices pushing higher. And meanwhile, you're seeing a fair number of metals still ripping on the upside in here. And that is creating inflationary pressures for sure. But as I've said before, that you can really take the oil price, crude oil price, and you can offset that against all the other commodities, and crude is the most important by far in terms of real economic impact and also in terms of those inflationary expectations. But we do need to watch that as it does look like it's support building in here. Okay, moving on to the dollar, quietly steady in here, but it's going to have to rally all the way back up to the upper side of its current trading range. It's right about in the middle right now, and I'm talking about it against the euro or on the dollar index. It's going to have to move all the way back up to the upper side of its trading range to, I think, to offset what is a sideways to eventually lower bias overall for this pattern. And well, we'll see. I don't think there are a great many trading opportunities in here on the currencies. The runs just aren't big enough. What has been interesting really is that October was a terrific month for gold and silver, not a bad month for palladium, and we have seen as of last Thursday and Friday we had that explosive rally in platinum. So they had really sort of uncoupled from that weaker trend that we had seen in crude oil, but oil is still an influence, as we've seen today. Oil moves from a modest decline to a gain in here today, and the precious metals come right back up. So, say crude is still and almost certainly always will be an influence. But the action that we've seen from precious metals indicates that they do want to go up. That's really a little loose in the analysis. Investors want to buy these precious metals. That's what that really means. Why do they want to buy the precious metals? Because they're coming back into form, and I think plenty of other people realize that they are cheap relative to some of the inflationary pressures that we see building up in the global economic system. They're certainly cheap relative to house prices in the US and UK, for instance. So I've been playing this on the basis of buying a little bit more on the dips. I bought a little bit more silver in here today during the dip, and I bought a little bit more platinum in here on the dip. And exciting stuff overall. Industrial metals, I mentioned, are still really quite firm. Quite a good day here from zinc. That's up $140. Again, very steady chart action that's been hitting new highs, new all-time highs in here recently. And grains, I mentioned, a little bit easier. So that's pretty much it. No doubt a little bit more drama tomorrow, but the biggest drama here on the day is, I think, is that upside dynamic that we have at the moment, at any rate, in US stock market indices. All the best.